In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It seems unreasonable that we should inflict upon ourselves voluntary penance. It is contrary to all of the inclinations of nature. It is contrary to our modern culture, which seeks the proliferation of pleasure in all things. Voluntary penance, however, is an essential part of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said to all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and he that shall lose his life for my sake shall save it." And our Lord furthermore gives many instructions in his teaching which command us indirectly to mortify ourselves. He says that we must seek perfection in the spiritual life. "Be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." He says we must repress our movements of anger and revenge, and even to do good to those who harm us. He says we must avoid anything which leads us into sin. And if our eye should lead us into sin, we should pluck it out. And if our hand should lead us into sin, we should cut it off. Because it would be better to go to heaven blind or with one hand than to go to hell whole. And those are strong words. And it indicates how much separation from sin and the occasions of sin is a part of the gospel of Christ. St. Paul gives four reasons why we need to mortify ourselves. The first is the consequences of original sin. While original sin is taken away at baptism, the effects of original sin are not taken away at baptism. And so we have a constant tendency in us toward sin, toward weakness. It is as if we limp in the spiritual life. And this weakness towards sin, this inclination from original sin, can only be removed by mortification. Second is the effects of our personal sins. Every single personal sin, actual sin, that you commit does damage to the soul and gives it a further weakness for sin. So if a man should for many years commit sins of impurity, this builds up in his soul a weakness, a damage towards sins of impurity. And the only way in which he can heal that damage of the soul is by mortification, by purposely inflicting upon himself discomfort, a certain amount of pain, in order to apply the remedy of grace to those evil habits and to those weaknesses. Just as when the surgeon comes into your hospital room and says, We can cure you of your disease, but you must submit to a very painful operation. And you reluctantly say yes, because you want to be cured of that disease. And you go through all of the pain in order to be cured. And so also in the spiritual life, there is a pain to undergo in order to be cured. The third reason St. Paul gives is the infinite elevation of our supernatural end. We must strive for perfection in the spiritual life, and consequently we must strive against every imperfection. St. Paul used, even in his own time, the example of the Olympic Games. And we see today the same example. They all strive for perfection. They all strive for that gold. And they themselves observe fasts and abstain from certain things and do many other things and inflict upon themselves pain, because there is such a lofty goal to attain. And that's merely for gold, and that's merely for human honor. But our goal is the beatific vision. It is to be with God forever. It is to become one day incapable of sin in heaven. It is to live forever in the company of our blessed Lord, our blessed Lady, the angels, and the saints. And so it requires that we give up certain things here in order to achieve that perfection. And the fourth reason St. Paul gives is the necessity of imitating Jesus crucified. Our Lord said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." It is not sufficient merely to accept Christ as your Savior, as the Protestants do, and say, "He accepts me, he knows I'm a sinner." That's not sufficient. Rather, we must mount the Holy Cross with him. We must every day, by our sacrifices, by our obedience to the law of God, by the bearing of the crosses that may have come to us in life for one reason or another, we must daily mount that cross, be nailed to the cross, be lifted up, and die to our sins, die in sacrifice to God for his glory, in imitation of the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let the holy season of Lent, therefore, be a generous embracing of the Holy Cross. And may the generosity of your mortifications be a fruitful example to those who are addicted to the mortal sins of pleasure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.